Okay, is there sound? Can you hear? Okay, good morning, everyone.
大家早，可以听得到吗？
Okay. So we're just passing out this verse for beginning the sutra. And if you ever wondered why we chant this in the beginning, well, one of the functions is that we just remind ourselves how great the teachings are. And not so much...You know, that we focus on the words as being great, but actually that by practicing the teachings, we can realize what Buddha Dharma calls liberation.
我们现在要诵这个开经节。大家如果对于为什么我们要开经节有疑问的话，我现在向大家做一个说明。开经节的目的是为了要赞叹，赞叹什么呢？并不是对于这佛法的文字上的赞叹，而是说我们经由听闻佛法以后，真正的深入修行以后，得到那个解脱的妙法，这样子的赞叹。
Okay, so we'll begin by reciting together. So please join your palms.
请合掌。
First, we'll recite the English, the whole thing. Okay.So we'll recite the whole verse in English first, and then the second time through in Chinese.
先诵英文，再诵中文。
The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion years. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
Okay. Do we collect the papers, or they just keep them for now? At the end. Okay. So you could put those papers on the side there. We'll use them at the end of the Dharma talk.
这个开经节可以放在旁边，暂时不收走，因为待会结束以后我们要诵回向节。
Okay, so today's topic. How many of you know what today's topic is? Please raise your hand. How many know what the topic is? Okay, some.
今天要讲的题目，大家知道的请举手。Mm-hmm. 有几位
Well, what about any of you who have read the Platform Sutra before, or even just heard about these, what's called no thought, no form, and no abiding? You know, how many people have you heard of this, you know, teaching at all? Okay, also a couple.
或者是曾经听过谈经的，或者是听过这个。无念、无相、无住这三个无的这个讲义的时候，以前有听过的请举手。
Yeah. Okay. Good. Maybe if you haven't heard it before, does it sound kind of boring? Boring topic. Yeah. Lots of no's. The three no's.
对那些在座的没有听过的，也许会觉得很没有什么趣味啊、哦，因为讲的都是无，又是无念了，又是无相，又是无住。
So preparing for the lecture, I also didn't really know how to prepare. You know, how could you talk about nothing?
所以呢，我在准备这个讲的今天的讲演讲的时候，我觉得不晓得怎么准备，因为都是无，有什么好准备的
？Yeah, and also this Dharma talk, I think, is what an hour and a half, probably 45 minutes if you just count, you know, how much I have to prepare. So I thought, oh, 45 minutes talking about nothing. How do you prepare?
如果仔细再分析一下呢，真正要讲的时间只有45分钟。 那这四十五分钟里面呢，讲的都是无，到底讲什么呢？
So I thought of just saying three words and then finishing the Dharma talk. No thought, no form, and no abiding. Finished.
所以想来想去，这样好了，就讲三个字：无相、无念、无相、无住。讲完了，结束了。
That would be a real Chan lecture. It was like the Chan masters.
这样子的话，真的跟这种祖师禅的这种禅风啊，是很相符合的。
But I think everyone may be angry if I did that. I took a two-hour train to get here, and you didn't say anything.
可是如果真的是这样做呢？在座的当中，有些可能会觉得很生气。我花了两个小时的时间坐车子到这里来，就听这么一句话就没了。
Yeah, and I'm also not a Chan master, so I don't think I can use that approach. I still have to talk for 45 minutes.
而且呢，我实在也不是一个禅师，所以没办法做禅师做的事情，所以还是老老实实吧，四十五分钟。
So for today's topic.Just to give a brief outline of how we can approach these three concepts, I'll just summarize how we'll approach this together. You could say this investigation into these three terms. I'll give a brief outline.
我先这样子把这三个这个名相做一个总结，做一个今天的一个怎么讲，就是一个把今天要讲的标题解释一下。
So in talking about these three no's, I'll just give a brief background of where they came from.
先把这三个无的背景稍微解释一下。
And then we can talk about these three no's in terms of just a conceptual understanding, having a conceptual framework, and then talk about them in terms ofpractical application.
第二点呢，就是在这三个无字呢，先做一个在观念上的一种解释，再来就做一个以修行的入手处来做一个解释。
In terms of a practical application, we could talk about it, how to use these three terms, in terms of intensive Chan practice, for example, on retreat or just when you're.Sitting in meditation or doing something simple, and then also talk about it in terms of, interacting with others and, living our daily lives, going to work, and having these interpersonal relationships.
所以在这个实际的用上方面，就是修行的方面来讲，分两个方向。第一个呢，就是一种很就是所谓的这种很密集的这种修行方法，比如说七天或十天或是更长的这个禅期方法，怎么样用这三个观念。第二个方法，第一个方向就是怎么样在日常生活中用这三个观念，比如说与人与事这个时候怎么样用这个无念无相无住的这个观念。
And in giving this kind of explanation and sharingI based this, the structure of these talks on a book that came out, one of Shifu's most recent books called Seng Yin Fa Shi Jiao Hua Tou Chan. Also, there's another book that's been out for years called Shen Hui Chan Shi De Wu Jing. And they're only in Chinese right now, but hopefully in the future we can have some way to get this material translated into English.
今天的讲题呢，是以师父最近出的一本书为启发我怎么样组织我今天的讲题。第一个就是师父说的圣严法师如何教华头禅。第二个就是神会禅师的讲座讲
悟境。
这两本书以这两本书为主。来组织我今天的一个讲题。
So if you're interested in reading more about this, about the Platform Sutra, you can take a look at these two books.
I think we didn't translate in English the two books.
Oh, how do you? Oh, yeah, well, there's no English version yet.
Okay. Yeah. 所以，如果你个人有兴趣想要更深入今天的主题的话，请参考这两本书。
And actually, there will be something in English coming out fairly soon, which is a set of lectures that Shifu gave in Moscow, and he talked about the Platform Sutra. I believe this will be published in the form of a small booklet, and that should be out soon.
英文版呢？有一本快要出来了，是英文版的，也是一支这种师父的这种一种小书哈，是他在墨西哥在那个莫斯科禅期的时候的开示，已经把它收集成英文版的一个书，快要出发行了。
So to approach today's talk, I'll first talk about these three concepts and their conceptual framework, how to understand them intellectually.
我现在先从这个观念上下手，如何从观念上了解这三个无。
And one thing to remember during this talk, if it seems like intellectual exercise,I hope it doesn't seem that way. That's not the purpose. Actually, the spirit of these teachings is actually to experience them. But in order to experience them, we still need to have a good intellectual framework to point us in the right direction in our practice.
今天的讲题，如果你感觉到我们真的是只是在观念上探讨的话，那我希望要让你知道，这其实不是我们的目标。我们的目标事实上是希望您能够借由这个观念上的了解以后，深入你的修行，把你了解的观念呢用到你的修行上，这是我们最终的目标。
Okay. So with these three no's, called the three no's in English, in Chinese, they all begin with the word, you could translate it as no. The Chinese word is wu. And we can talk about how exactly to look at this word itself in the context of these three no's.
这三个观念呢，中文的翻译，第一个字都是以这个字wu来用的。这个无字，这个本身我们可以来探讨一下。那它有它特别的寓意在的。
So in ordinary Chinese language, as well as in English, you know, this word may mean no. It can mean by itself, nothing. It could also mean without.But it has this connotation of nothing, lack of something. That's an ordinary understanding of this character.
一般认识这个字无呢，通常的解释就是好像没有，或是缺了什么，好像就是什么都不存在，有这种意思在里面。
So normally this word.Is relative to something or to existence.
也就是说，无是因为从有而产生的，是因为没有了这样东西，所以就是一个无，就是跟一个有是有连贯关系的。
But in Buddha Dharma, this word 无, and even you could translate it as nothing, it actually has a meaning of emptiness, and we'll explain what this means.
可是对于佛法来说，这个无字呢，是跟空有关系。
So, especially if you've engaged in Hua Tou practice before, there's a method called Hua Tou, or sometimes it's called koan. And one of the methods is, you know, what is wu? Wu doesn't mean nothing. But what does it mean? And it's pointing at emptiness.
比如说用的这个话头禅或者是公案里面有一句叫我们要参的一句话，就是什么是无。那这个无并不表示什么都没有，可是呢我们还是要继续参下去，到底这个无是什么东西。
So this term emptiness also sounds in English like nothingness, but actually it doesn't refer to nothingness.
这个空呢在英文的感觉好像也是什么都没有，可是事实上并不表示什么都没有。
I think in Chinese also, the ordinary understanding of kong, it's also meaning nothingness or the absence of something.
其实中文的这个空字也会被人解释成什么都没有，好像缺了什么东西。
But actually, if we want to just intellectually understand what this word emptiness means, it actually means that everything does exist. But this existence is not something fixed. It's not something static. And it's not something which is an individual existence. Emptiness refers to...We could intellectually understand it as impermanence, change, but also interdependence or interaction of all things.
其实这个空字并不表示什么都没有，而是就是说没有一个永远不变，一直就固定在那个样子的一样东西，它是随时在变，而是互动的。
So if we understand this word no in this way, then actually when we use these terms no thought, no form, and no abiding, we can understand that it's not referring to the absence of thought, the absence of form. And, you know, no abiding, it's even more abstract. What does that mean? If we understand no or wu correctly, we won't have this misunderstanding.
如果我们对这个无字有一个正确的了解以后呢，我们对这个无念、无相、无住就有比较正确的了解。那他所说的这个空呢，并不表示绝空，而是一个互动的一个关系，没有一个永远不变、一直都存在的这样子一样东西。所以我们称它为空无。
So this is just a general understanding of this character no or 无。
这是我们一般在理念上的一种认知，对于无字的一个认知。
So when talking about these three terms, no thought, no form, and no abiding, let's look at thought, form.And abiding, and what that refers to.
接下来我要再讲的就是这个所谓的这个念，还有这个相，还有这个住，这三样东西到底是什么？
And very interesting, this character for translated as thought, Chinese character is nian. Very interesting that this character is made up of two pieces. The top piece meaning...Now, and the bottom piece meaning mind. English, it has been translated most often into thought.
这个念字呢，英文的翻译是观念、想法，或是一种思想。可是中文呢，这个念字是把它分开来，这个字上面是经，下面一个心，就是现在的心的意思。
So actually translating it as thought could also be misleading, but we'll talk about all of the connotations, all of the different nuances of this character for nian, or thought.
所以呢，把这个念翻成思想，或是一种观念， 讲法有一点对这个本身这个念字有一点其实偏差了，所以我们待会再会对这个念字有更深入的一些解释。
应该是说这个包含了所有这些意思，也不一定是偏差，就是
我再更正一下我的翻译。这个念呢，虽然把它翻成这个思想观念，其实它这个念字包含了这一些，可是不只是这一些，不只是一种想法思考观念。
Because actually these words as they appear in the Platform Sutra, it's very interesting that the Platform Sutra, especially this section where these terms come from, it's written in a way that's almost poetic and also a kind of play on words. So one character could have a lot of meaning within it, or what it's representing is a lot deeper than just one simple meaning. So if you read the sutra without having an understanding of where this understanding is coming from, it may be very confusing.
在坛经里面呢，讲到这个念的时候呢，它的这个表示的方式是像诗一样的这样子，让人觉得就是好像又懂又好像不懂。你这样念的时候呢，它好像又表示什么又表示什么，没有表示什么，所以并不是很容易的让你很清楚的知道它这个念到底是什么东西。
And before we continue going through each of these details, I should again go back a step and just let everyone know that these terms, this no thought, no form, and no abiding, together as a group, come from the Platform Sutra, which are teachings of the sixth patriarch of the Chan school, Master Hui Neng.
在我们继续讲下去之前，我要先跟大家指明一下，这个无念、无相、无住这三个观念是从坛经出来的，是六祖坛经六祖禅师他讲的记录在坛经里面。
And this Platform Sutra is actually one of the most influential texts in the Chan school, and these teachings have influenced generations of Chan teachers. You could see these concepts appearing in many of these later generations' teachings.
而这个坛经在这个禅宗的影响力是非常深远的，历代的祖师还有现在当今的祖师都一直在用坛经来解释禅法禅修的一些观念还有方法。
So actually, if we can understand these three concepts from this sutra, we'll be able to understand the whole sutra actually, which in many areas may be a little confusing. And if we could understand this sutra, all these concepts in here, based on these three basic concepts, reading the later generations Chan teachings will also be very easy.
事实上呢，如果我们对这三个观念能够真的深入了解以后呢，对坛经这本整个坛经就会有比较容易让我们知道坛经到底在解释什么。同时呢，对于一些禅修的一些方法和观念呢，也一样的会有更清楚的一些了解。
Because oftentimes these Chan masters would present their teachings in the form of poetry, and in a language which seems to be contradictory to itself. There'd be often these dialectic approaches. And, you read one sentence, you think you understand it, the next sentence negates the previous sentence. And it seems like, what is this? But actually it's not just playing with words, but actually trying to present these teachings without allowing us to get fixed on them.
常常我们念一些就是读一些这个禅宗祖师们写的一些禅诗或者是他们的一些对话，对弟子的一些对话，事实上就隐藏了这三个观念。那常常我们看的时候他们讲的这些对话完全是一种好像彼此矛盾的一些看法，可是事实上呢，他的最终的目标呢是让我们不执着在任何 不住在任何一种观念上，所以为了要这样子，所以他有的时候会表现出来的一些诗，或是表现出来一些对话，让我们感觉好像彼此互相矛盾。
So again, in looking at these concepts, we don't want to get stuck and have this become an intellectual exercise. And we also don't want to try and figure everything out using concepts. We can't solve the problem of our suffering. We can't realize the enlightenment that these Chan teachers talk about by figuring it out, by thinking through it. So these concepts are also showing us that principle.
所以呢，当我们在这个了解上、观念上了解的时候呢，很重要的就是我们不能执着在不能就好像住在一定的一种了解或是解释同时也不能有一个观念，就是说哦，只要我能够都了解了哦，我就开悟了或者是说只要我能够了解呢，我所有的问题都解决了，或者是说。我只要能够在理念上的了解以后呢，我就没有烦恼了。这些其实都是错误的一些态度还有观念。
And so we'll go back to this character for thought. It's pronounced 念。
好，现在我们再回到我们要开始讲这个念的这个字。
So, this word thought.Chinese character for nian actually has a few different connotations, or there's a few different aspects to it. The first could mean thought in the... I think when we hear it in English, you hear the word thought, and it connotates thinking. Thinking using words, using logic, kind of rational, logical mind. That's one aspect of this word thought.
当我们听到这个字念的时候呢我们就会想到就是一种思考或者是一种解释事情的一种逻辑观念
Also the word thought has a connotation of mindfulness The Chinese word for mindfulness is 正念 right? In English we use the word mindfulness totally different we don't use the word thoughtBut it has that connotation of mindfulness. And mindfulness meaning in the present moment, having this ability to observe. This is not thinking. It's a deep observation of things in the present moment. And nowadays it's translated as mindfulness. In Chinese it's just 正念. And then also, you know, it contains that meaning of to observe, to 观察.
第二个这个念字所代表的呢一个呢是一种就是对也是一种观察就是我们这个脑力的一个观察或者是刚刚法师解释的就是正念的意思也就是说你的注意力就在当下这个正念它有它这个一种含义在里面
And also it's a kind of very general term meaningMental activity. The fact that we are alive, we are human beings, we have this awareness, we have mental activity. 心理的活动。
第三个也代表的就是我们这个人只要是活着的，我们的这个心理啊，就是思考就会一直在活动的，所以就是心理的一种活动。
Also very interesting that when you have these two characters put together, which also appears in the Platform Sutra in many places, when you have nian nian something something, that has a meaning of time. Not only thought, but if you translate it as thought after thought, it has a meaning of time at each moment, moment after moment, or thought after thought.So in some places you may see the words translated as thought after thought or moment after moment. Some places thought moment after thought moment. It just denotes that every single moment at every point in time.
在坛经里有时候你也会看到这念字哈，放在一起就变成念念，念念怎么样，念念怎么样，这个时候它代表是一种时间的意思，就是好像是前念接后念，就是这一段这个时刻加着下一个时刻，它就是整个这样，这个念两个念字连在一起的时候呢，它是代表这个时间，它有这个时间在里面。
So this word thought here actually includes everything from just basic mental activity, awareness, to a kind of observation. For example, mindfulness of the breath is observing the breath. You're not thinking about your breath. You're placing your awareness in a way to observe something. So it's mindfulness, and it also has a meaning of thinking or reasoning.
所以说这个念字呢，基本上就包括了我们心理上的一些活动啊，或者是我们在思考的时候的一种观察，比如说或是正念或是一种想法。第三个就是一种对事情的一种观察，比如说我们在很专心的用这个数息的时候呢，我们事实上不是在想，而是在观察我们这个呼吸进出。所以这个念字呢，就包括这三个这些含义。
And so one of the the poster outside, one of the questions is, does this term no thought mean that we shouldn't have any of this? Now, should we not have thinking? Should we not have mental activity? Should we not have mindfulness? Now, what is the meaning of it? And it's possible that when we read things like this, we may have that impression. Chan is telling us just not to think. I don't know how many of you have had that impression. You think, oh, Chan practice, well, seems kind of strange. It tells you not to think. How many people have had that impression when reading Chan literature? Just, you know, you shouldn't be thinking. That's Chan. How many people?
所以当我们这个海报出来的时候呢，一个问题出来了，就是说，那这么说的话呢，无念是不是就是说就不要有任何心理的活动，或者是没有一点思想在我们脑子里，或者是呢就是也不要注意什么，什么都不注意了，就什么都没有，这样才是对的吗？事实上禅这是一种其实并不是这个样子的。那很多人呢以为来修禅就是好像就是要去掉什么都不要了，什么都没有了，这是一种这种是正确修禅的方法，是不是有很多人这样子的想法呢？
And if that's the case, you probably wouldn't come to Chan practice here. You probably definitely wouldn't want to go to a retreat. Sounds very scary.
如果真的是这样子的话，你可能就不会坐在这里，也更不可能会去参加任何一些禅修的一些活动。因为实在太可怕了，什么都不要了，什么都没有了。
Or it's possible that in engaging in Chan practice, we may have this attitude of trying to suppress our thoughts, trying to suppress any mental activity. So when we sit down, we think, I should have no thoughts. And when thoughts come, we fight with them. We try to get rid of them. And it may turn into a kind of suppression.Trying to suppress our mental activity, that may also happen.
可是呢，在禅修当中呢，很有可能发生的事就是说，当我们在用方法的时候呢，我们的观念是说，因为不应该有这个妄念，不应该有这些心理的一些活动，所以我们用向静的方法，好像跟自己在作战一样的。哦，不可以有这个，必须要除掉那个，所以就一直在压抑自己，这个是有可能发生的。
So again, it's important to have an understanding of what no thought is talking about. So next, we'll follow up with that.
所以因为是这样子，所以非常的重要，就是要对于这个无念有正确的了解和认知。
Because actually people during the time of Master Huineng, who practiced meditation and whose, you could say, their profession was to do nothing but practice meditation,and try to develop samadhi states or concentration states. some of those people also had this misunderstanding in thinking that Chan is to get rid of all mental activity altogether. And they, because of that, they had lots of problems in their practice.
事实上呢，这种现象呢，在慧能禅师那个时候就已经有了。很多那个时候是所谓的全职的修行的这些修行者，他们花很长的时间练习打坐，然后修禅定，尤其是这个定的功夫，他们做得非常的好。可是对于这个无的这个观念不了解，所以他们以为在做的时候就应该把所有都空掉，所有都把它去除掉。所以呢，这种现象呢，在当时也是有的。
So we'll talk about what no thought is not first.
所以我们现在先讲这个无念到底是什么？是什么是不是无念的一种正确的观念
？And actually, in many places in the Platform Sutra, Master Hui Neng warns practitioners that it doesn't mean that you have no mental activity at all. If that were the case, you would be what? Dead or a vegetable.
事实上，慧能禅师那个时候就为了要去除当时修行者的一些错误观念，对于这个无念的这种错误观念，所以他就解释说，这个无念并不表示没有心理活动。如果真的一个人没有心理活动，那不就是死人了吗？
But actually, for those people who were cultivating deep levels of samadhi, levels of concentration, they were actually able to get to a point in their practice where, in their mind, it seemed that there was really no thoughts at all, no mental activity, and in their experience, there was also no physical body, no environment.
可是呢，对那些真正修的禅定很深的这些修行者，他们在入定的那个时候，他们的经验是真的什么都没有，没有心理的活动，也没有这种思考，脑子没有思考。事实上，这个身心完全都已经没有这种身心的感觉，也就等于是说，对他们来说，身心就不存在了。所以，事实上在入深定的时候，它是这样子的一种是有这样子的一种现象。
And there's a term for these kinds of samadhis, and there are samadhis in the formless realm, meaning that to them in that experience, there was a nothingness. But at the same time, it's also called the ground of purity after letting go of all thought, experience of purity, but nothingness.
事实上呢，这样子深定到这样子的一个境界的时候呢，也就是我们所说的无相界的一种经验。无相界的经验里面，就是真的就是就经验到什么都一种任何这种相就是没有了。那他所经验的这个时候是一种清净的这种清净地的这种境界。所以说他们所一种就是说他们所经验的就是清净这种现象。
And of course, for us to sit here and imagine, we have no idea what this experience is like. However, to them, it was a very peaceful experience. And so, many people who were cultivating these practices sought to just enter in and stay in this experience of nothingness, of purity, and that was their aim.
对我们大众一般来说呢，我们当然没有到那个程度，我们不能够经验到他们所体会到的这种境界。可是这些深入禅定的这些修行者，他们到了这个无相界的时候呢，他们真的所体会的就是那种和平，那么清净，然后什么都不挂碍的这种境界。
So Master Hui Neng is using this term 无念 no thought in reaction to these kinds of people.
所以在坛经里面呢，六祖慧能呢，他所解释这个无念，其实是针对像这样子的修行者来解释的。
He's also speaking in reaction to just the opposite. You have some people who want to get rid of all thoughts, get rid of all feelings, all experiences, but at the same time, he was talking to people who were completely involved in the intellectual study of Dharma, very well-versed scholars, intellectuals, and highly educated people, people who valued their thoughts so much that their approach to practice was through thinking and thinking.And analyzing and trying to penetrate the Dharma through logic and reasoning.
另一方面呢，慧能禅师他想要破这个这些错误观念的这些人呢，是另外一种人。他们呢是非常这个就是在学术上对佛法的认知，在观念上他们有一定的这个程度，非常这个都是一些高级知识分子。他们认为呢，只要在观念上有完全的了解，就能够解决一切问题的。所以这个正好是跟刚刚我们解释的那种追求深定的这些修行者是正好相反。追求深定的这些修行者呢，他是一直都是除掉，到最后都进入一种定，还有进入一种空，还有这种清净的这种境界。那像这样子的高级知识分子呢，他是一直从有的入手下去，什么都是用观念来了解，逻辑来解释，一直到解释到完全都空掉，这个没办法解释这个程度，他就认为是他能够都已经了解到了。
So Master Huineng is trying to break apart the attachment of both of these kinds of extremes. One extreme of attaching to nothingness, no mental activity. The other attaching to intellectualization and using concepts.
所以呢，慧能禅师他就是要破对这样子两种人的这种执着，一个是对空的执着，一个是对这个观念上面的一个执着。
So if we return to the sutra itself, in the Platform Sutra, there's actually 30-something versions. I don't know if you know this. 30-something versions of the Platform Sutra.And about 5 or so popular versions. And the version that I was referring to prepare for this talk is the most recently discovered version, the Duanhuang version, discovered in the early 20th century.
现在这个坛经呢，不晓得大家知不知道，六祖坛经有30种译本。那这30种里面呢？五本是最通行的，就是比较流行的啊，是有5种出版的。那我今天所用的材料是敦煌本的这个坛经，这是最近，也就是最近在20世纪初发现的这本。
And there are also many English translations, which makes I don't know how many versions.So what I did was retranslate this section based on Shifu's explanation as well as my own understanding of English and how to best represent these teachings.
那么这个英文版的坛经呢，那就不知道有多少本了，那就太多太多了。所以呢，我就自己对于这一段呢，我自己做了一个英文的翻译，借用这个师父对于这一段这个解释中文的解释，还有我自己这个修行的认知，还有参考这些敦煌本的这些这个坛经，我自己把这一段翻成英文。
And we won't read the whole thing today, but maybe in the future we can put it in Chan Magazine for everyone to use as a reference.
今天我们不会全部都念它。可是我建议就是说能够把这个翻译本呢以后也许放在我们这个禅杂志上，所以大家也能够做参考。
So to get to this no thought, Master Huineng uses a very simple sentence to explain exactly what this no thought is referring to. We just said it doesn't mean no thoughts at all. It doesn't mean no mental activity. But it also doesn't mean using our intellect to try and figure this out, to try and realize the enlightenment that Master Huineng is talking about.
无念呢，这个慧能禅师在《坛经》里面解释，用很简单的方式解释。他解释这个无念并不表示没有心理的活动，或是没有任何的思考，或者是呢，就是停止这个对一切的观察。心这些他的解释是，并不表示没有这一些，或者是用完全用这个逻辑观念，或是用自己的思考，就可以把这个无念这个整个观念能够认知清楚。他在《坛经》里是这样子的解释。
And there's one line in the sutra, and it goes, "No thought is to be undefiled by any object."
无念就是没有任何污染的，不被任何污染。
好像就是
对，
无念，净上不染，名为无念。
净善，
一切净上，
净善
不染。
不染就是境界，一切都是善的，不受污染。
Yeah, the Chinese from the sutra is 于一切境上不染，
不染，
名为无念。The English is to be undefiled by any object is no thought. And just to give a brief explanation of, you know, what's undefiled, an object.I think just to put it in a simple English, just don't be vexed by anything. Don't be upset by anything. Don't be disturbed by anything. That's the meaning of no thought.
就像《坛经》上讲的说，什么叫做无念？于一切境上不染，名为无念。那就是说，不要有任何这些，错误的观念，
I forgot， 就是不被那个境界
所染，
影响，
就是任何境界来的，不受任何，不受它的影响，这就是不染。那不染，对于这个境界来的时候不染的话呢，这就是无念。
So you know this undefiled.Why do they use that word undefiled? Defiled is like being polluted, you could say, or soiled. So when our mind is polluted or soiled, why is that? It's because within the mind there's ignorance, greed, and hatred. The three so-called what? Poisons. Or the three pollutants that we're trying to cleanse ourselves of.
这个不染，到底这个染是什么呢？这染就是我们心里的这个所谓的贪、嗔还有痴。那这贪、嗔、痴呢，基本上呢就是三毒，那也就是这个污染我们的这些污染体。那我们要能够去除这些三毒啊，或是污染体的话呢，那我们就清净了。那我们清净的话，那就是不染了。
So it's such a simple meaning in that one phrase. Don't be disturbed by anything. And why are we disturbed? Well, if we actually look at our minds when we're disturbed, there's anger, or we're trying to get rid of something. There's greed, we're trying to pursue something else. Or there's ignorance, we're not clear about the state of our body and mind. And we're also attached to everything.
这里说不染，那就是说我们的心常常会受到这些感染啊。那受哪些东西的感染呢？第一个，对我们自己遇到不喜欢的东西，我们会生气或是嗔念出来。对于我们很喜欢的东西事物的话，我们就会想有贪念，想要要去拥有它、占有它，或者是对一些事情不清楚。那我们就有一种痴啊，就是不明白，对事情的真相不明白啊。不明白的意思最主要的就是说，我们对于各种世间的一些 暂时有的东西我们把它看成是拥有的，所以就会有一种执着心出来，最主要就是对于这种执着心的一种产生，所以就是不明，就是不清楚，所以我们就会受这些这种现象，心理现象，或者受到干扰，所以就是不清净。
And just to illustrate this, even right now, you could say right now where we have our experience of being here, listening to the Dharma talk, you may be sitting on the floor or sitting in your chair, and you know, it's quite a while, an hour and a half, I think it's quite a long time to just be sitting there, and maybe the air, the longer we sit here, with all of us breathing, with it getting warm outside, we start to feel a little bit uncomfortable, and the air gets a little bit stuffy, we feel hot, we start to get a little disturbed by it, we may start to think, ah, the air is terrible in here, it feels so hot, this is terrible. We start fanning ourselves. You know, in this situation, we feel the heat, we have this experience, and we're disturbed by it. And you could say there's a kind of hatred there. Maybe we wouldn't say that word, but maybe we would say, oh, I hate this heat. I hate it. It's so hot. At that moment, you know, our mind is soiled by this vexation. And that would be having thought.
作为我们把现在这种现象，我们来做一个解释，举一个例子，比如说我们现在坐在这边听讲，哎，想想，哎呀，一个半小时好长哦，然后这么多人坐在这里，空气好像蛮这个，好像很蛮热的哈，很闷热哦，一闷热，我想，哎呀，真的，这种想法，这种感觉，你事实上你的感觉，你身体的感觉出来了，出来以后那种对这种热的这种。不喜欢的这种念头出来了，那这种嗔心一点，当然你不会承认说，哎呀，这是我的嗔出来了。可是这种嗔的一种这种想法出来了哈，那出来以后你就会可能做一些举动啦，你就会想去用手来扇扇自己了，让自己凉一下哈。那这个就这些这种一连串的这些想法和动作和对环境的这些感受，这都是污染我们的心。的这些现象啊，那因为我们被污染了，所以我们就没有做到《坛经》里面所说的无念，那就是有念了。
So how would we practice no thought in this situation, or what would the state be of not being defiled? Well, it's like, you know, we're sitting here. We know that it's hot. We have a very clear experience of the temperature. We're aware of the condition of the air.We know what's happening very clearly, but our mind isn't constantly reacting to all of this and generating this discomfort and this vexation.
那用无念这个从这个无念下手来怎么处理我们现在这个情况呢？同样的，我们就是知道很清楚的知道啊，这个空气有一点闷热啊。可是呢，我们不对这个闷热有做任何这个情绪上的一些反应啊，就是然后因为情绪上有一些反应，然后又产生了一些污染的一些观念啊，就是说讨厌啊，或是怎么样的。所以如果我们用正确的用无念来帮助自己来对于这个我们现在处的这种环境的现象的情况的话呢，是这样子一种处理的方式，就是很清楚的知道呢，可是呢不对这个环境有做任何这个反应。
So this state of not having defilements in our mind, or not being vexed or upset by the situation, we call this no thought. And that is the, in the sutra,Master Huineng says, this is the aim of this practice.
所以是这样子呢，就是说很清楚的知道，而不对环境啊有做任何的一些好不好的一些反应呢，这样子的话，我们就不会受到它，我们就不会被环境所污染，那也就是所谓的于一切境上不染，也就是无念。这个无念呢，六祖对我们说呢，就是禅经上讲的是所有我们学佛，我这是他的一个目标 这是学佛的目标。
This is a up to this point, is it clear?
清楚了吗？到现在讲到现在这里，对刚刚讲的一些观念还有例子，都听懂了吗？
So basically, Master Huineng is saying, in our experience, just don't generate these vexatious thoughts constantly. And in Buddhism, we call them discriminating thoughts, or they're also called deluded thoughts.
在坛经里，六祖慧能大师他告诉我们的就是说，在无念的练习，无念就是说，不要产生这种对环境所起的一种分别心。或是一些妄心，这样子就是无念。
But it doesn't really tell us how to do it. It's just saying, oh, just don't do that. Don't be disturbed. So how do we reach this aim of no thought or not being vexed?
可是并没有教我们怎么样做呢？只是就说教我们不要这样子。可是并没有说，那我们怎么能够达到这样子无念的目标呢？
So then we could start to talk about this form and then no form.
那接下来就要讲的就是相还有无相。
So in the sutra, Master Huineng says that this 无相 is the substance, or this no form.Is the substance. We'll explain what this means.
坛经里面六祖大师讲无相，这个相呢是体。那我们现在接下来再解释什么叫体的意思。
So in Shifu's explanation of substance, or this seeing taking no form as the substance, this refers to the method actually, the tool or the means.To realize no thought.
事实上，无相为体，它这个体的意思呢，是一种方法，是一种就是工具，让我们借由这个方法和工具的利用，能达到无念这个目标。
So first to talk about form. Form, this word in Chinese, 相, also has many different connotations.
先讲一下这个相这个字在它的意思里面有许多不同的含义。
The most general explanation or translation is the word form, but there's also mark, sign, image, characteristic.
当然解释这个相它本身这个相它是一种解释哈，同时呢这个相也有表示就是所谓的这种特质或是这种形象或是一种符号或是一种表示的一种现象，这些都包含了这个相这个字里面，这些都有包含这个含义，这些含义都有包含在这个字里面。
And a more understandable term which is very general which includes all of thisIs the word phenomenon or thing?
比较总括来讲，这个字呢，我们用的是一种用现象来解释这个相字。那这个现象呢，就包括很多咯，就是包括很多这种世间的一些这些发生的一些事情，就用这个现象来解释这个相字。
So phenomenon or thing refers to.The environment, physical things, refers to our body, physiological things, also refers to our mind, mental phenomenon, mental things.
还有他同时也用这个法这个字来解释，他这个法这个字呢，有包括生理的这种现象，也包括心理的现象，还有包括身心互动，还有对环境的一种互动的现象，都包括在这个法这个字里面。那这个相这个字有包括这个法。 法正包括在相里面。
So this word form just includes everything in all of their aspects.
简单的说呢，相就是包括所有一切的东西，也包括所有一切东西所反射出来的一些现象，还有心理生理的一些所有的这个形象都包括在里面。
And then so we have this term, no form. Well, then does this mean that our goal is to experience nothing, something separate from all of these phenomena?
那接下来又讲的说无相，那这个无相到底是什么意思呢？无相表示是说，是不是跟这些所有的世间的所有的现象、人事物、一切现象活动都分离了吗
？Well, if we look at another very simple sentence from the sutra, that explains what the meaning of no form is, and which is to separate from form while in the midst of form.
这个无相在坛经里面用的是说，能离相，外离一切相是无相，余相在这一下。
余相，
余相
而离相、
mm-hmm. 就是无相。
So the translation again is to separate from form while in the midst of form. It's basically saying that, again, we want to be able to clearly experience everything, but we want to be able to separate from it. And again, separating means that our mind is separate from this influence that the form may have on us.
无相者，余相而离相。他的意思是说，我们对于这个相很清楚的都有接触到，都有经验到。可是呢，我们不把自己对接触的一些心理现象的有做任何的反应出来，这样子的话就是一种余相而离相。
So again, while we're sitting here, you may also experience, you know, sitting on those chairs, the metal chairs. Now, I have a cushion here, so I'm a bit comfortable, maybe more comfortable than you. Sitting on a metal chair for an hour and a half, you may start to feel that, wow, this side starts to hurt, and then that side starts to hurt. So you have to move from side to side every once in a while to be able to sit through the whole lecture. And maybe you just start to think, you know, oh, this hurts, you know, it's not very comfortable, and start to generate just this kind of irritability.Because of the feeling of the body. This would be having form, or, you know, when we're influenced by what we experience.
用个举个例子，我们坐在这边听演讲，那我本人下面有一个蒲团，所以可能会比你们要舒服一点。那你们坐着硬邦邦的铁，这个铁板上，那坐了那么久，也许身体上就感觉好像不太舒服，那一不舒服的时候心理上就觉得很烦躁，哎呀怎么还没结束呢，就是这样坐着，这个身子这样动来动去的啊，要这样子好比较好一点，这样子比较好一点，就整个这个心理的这个烦躁现象就出来了，那这样子就是没有做到所谓的无相余相而离相。
But we can practice actually.You know, have we ever tried to experience discomfort, but without trying to fight with it? I mean, there's not much you could do. You still have to sit in the chair. I mean, you could walk out, but you may feel embarrassed because it's a little impolite. So you may, you know, bear with it. And bearing with it, it's kind of still very uncomfortable. But you can just try to experience it, experience pain, discomfort, even hunger.But be okay with that. There's no need to add all of these thoughts and be influenced by these feelings. Because we just have to sit here anyway.
可是我们可以练习啊，就是说我们虽然说身体上感觉很不舒服哈，可是我们不要给自己找麻烦嘛，然后去一直去跟他斗啊。我们就坐在这里，我们让我体验到这个身体上的一些反应啊，然后呢，不要在那里好像觉得说，哎呀。因为你反正还是你还是要坐在这里听嘛，你反正是要听的，还不如就是学着怎么样去面对它，然后怎么样去说接受这个不好的这种心理的这种身体上的一些反应啊，这就是一种练习， 那这样子的话，你就不会说因为你身体上一些反应而引起到你心理上一些烦躁，你就这个烦躁的心理就不会起来了。所以这样子练习下去以后呢，你就很能够接受到这种身体上的一些不舒服的这些感觉。这样子的话，就是用方法，然后就能够于相而离相了。
So this is a kind of method. First, we discover when we're influenced by our situation. We discover that we feel irritable because of pain.But we can practice, what? Relaxing, letting go of this irritable chain of thoughts, just experiencing this pain or this discomfort. And actually, when we change our approach to just accepting our experience, we won't be focusing on it so much. It won't attract our attention so much. So you may find that if you can do this, in the beginning the pain is still there. After a while, you don't pay much attention to it.And it doesn't influence your mind anymore. And this would be able to get closer to this no form.
所以练习的方法是这样子，就是说你当你感觉到哎呀这身体有点不太舒服，然后心里好像有点这种烦躁的心快要起来的时候呢，那你就让自己好像舒软一下自己的身心哈，就是轻松一下啊，然后你就这种让自己这种烦躁的心呢就排除掉它，就不去走到那个就是烦躁起那个烦躁的想法哈，好，然后让就是体验到这种有一点感觉好像不舒服的这种经验。那当你这个观念改变的时候呢，你不去对这种身体上引起的这种不舒服的感觉哈做任何一些这个烦躁的这种反应的时候呢，那你就等于是接受到这个现象啊，接受这个现象的时候呢，慢慢的，那你事实上你接受久了以后，你坐在那边你想哈，我就 relax 了，我就很轻松一下了，那慢慢的，你自己对那个痛的感觉也就不会受到影响，那不受到影响的话，就等于是就没有这种痛的感觉了。慢慢长时间以后练习下去以后呢，你就会能够体验到这个慧能禅师在这个《坛经》里面所讲的所谓的于相而离相，那也就是无相的这种现象。
So no form, the form is still there. For example, the pain is still there. The experience is still very here, very much here. But the no is not being influenced by it.
所谓这个无相呢，并不表示这个相不存在了。事实上，你坐在那边，你感觉蛮疼痛的，因为坐的时间蛮长久了，这种感觉是在的。只是就是说，因为你对这种感觉不做任何反应，这你空掉这种对这种感觉不好，这种空掉了，所以你就是等于是无相，你就等于是达到这个无相的这个目标。
So again, this, No form is the substance or the means.
所以再强调一下，这个无相呢是一个体啊，那是一种方法，是要指导我们如何能够达到无念的一个方法。
And then the last concept, this no abiding. We'll start to discuss this part.
最后一个是所谓的无住这个观念，我们现在要接下来讲。
How many of you have seen Shifu's calligraphy? You must have seen it. In English, it's without abiding, give rise to mind. The Chinese is, you know.
一无所住，升起心念。多少人看过师父写的这个墨宝哈，就是对这个住字哈，就是因无所住而生其心，都有看过吗？嗯。
Do you know where this comes from?
你知道这句话是从哪来的吗
？Yeah, from the Diamond Sutra.
是从《金刚经》来的。
And Master Huineng, throughout the Platform Sutra.Praises the Diamond Sutra as being an excellent sutra to recite and to apply in our practice. And this character for abiding, no abiding, this was taken from the Diamond Sutra.
六祖慧能禅师在《坛经》里非常的赞叹《金刚经》，那这个他讲的这个无住这个住字也是从《金刚经》里面摘取的。他说修行者必须要时时常诵持诵《金刚经》。
So this character for it's, the Chinese is 住 has a meaning of abiding or dwelling, and it also has a meaning of attachment.
这个住字呢有几个意思，第一个就是说粘粘黏，就是附在上面啊，对一个东西附着，或者是执着着，有这几层的意思。
And in the Platform Sutra, this principle of no abiding or no attachment, he says, is the basis. So in the beginning, we have no thought as the goal or the aim, no form as the means, as the substance. And this last is no abiding as the basis.
这个无住呢，是本，也就是说我们刚刚讲的这个三项哈，无念是我们要达到的目标。那怎么达到目标呢？用无相，这个无相就是一种方法，啊，是一种工具，是一种体。那无住呢，是它的本，它是根本。
And it seems that these three principles are almost saying the same thing. You could say they are.But there are subtle differences in between the meaning of these three. And this no abiding, it's very similar to no form in that you don't dwell on any phenomenon and let it disturb you. You're not being disturbed by any phenomenon, any experience. That's no form. And this no abiding could also go a step further. And in relation to those who practice samadhi, practice meditative concentration,You actually cultivate an abiding mind, which is to fix your mind on one point.
这三个观念，无念、无相、无住，感觉好像是都在讲同样的东西。事实上，他们有一些维系的不同的地方。像我们讲无住的时候，我们在解释无相怎么样用无相这个方法的时候呢，我们事实上有解释，就是说是这个现象起来的时候呢，我们不要去被这个现象所影响到，这就是说不住在这个现象的上面，也就是一种所谓的无住的一种观念可是呢，当一个修行真定的人呢，修行禅定他其实是住在一个方法上面的，就是他事实上是有一个方法让他修行禅定，他这个是住在这个方法上。
So with this practice, for example, if we practice contemplating the breath, we're abiding on the sensation of the breath. Instead of letting our mind be distracted and influenced and disturbed, we abide on this sensation of the breath.That's cultivating the abiding mind.
比如说我们在练习这个数息的方法上面呢，事实上我们是把我们的这个注意力注在我们这个呼吸的感觉上，那所以呢，所以我们是事实上是注在我们的方法上来练习所谓的这个这个禅定的方法。
And by abiding on one thing, this allows our mind to be very calm and very stable. And like before we mentioned, these people can enter into very deep levels of concentration, very deep levels of stability.
我们用方法，在我们在帮我们的所有的注意力注在一个方法上的时候，慢慢我们的身心就会比较稳定，同时又会比较安定。这样子的话，我们就可以更深的进入更深入的这个禅定的这种境界。
But if you read the Platform Sutra, if you read the Diamond Sutra, there's no mention of abiding on one object. In the Diamond Sutra, the Buddha doesn't say to achieve peace that you settle your mind on an object. There's no mention of this practice.
可是《金刚经》和《坛经》上都没有说我们如果要安定我们的身心呢，必须要先住在一个方法上，是这两都没有提到这样子的说法。
Actually, the solution is not to abide on anything at all.
事实上，正好说的是相反的，是说不住任何东西上，这样子你就可以得到真的安定。
So you don't use a method to abide your mind on that, but at the same time, your mind, of course, isn't very scattered and disturbed. You know, if we don't abide on a method right now, for most of us, our minds will be disturbed and scattered. So we use a method. But what Master Huineng is saying, actually, even this kind of abiding mind, you have to let go of.
事实上呢，因为他们已经都没有执着任何东西了，所以说讲的就是不无助。可是对我们一般人来讲呢，我们的这个脑子一直都是胡思乱想，所以我们必须要用方法来安定，就是把我们的这些混乱的思绪集中，用方法来帮助我们集中我们这些混乱的思绪，然后呢才能够再像做到像慧能禅师讲的这个坛经里面，连这种专一的这种观念都要空掉。
Because with the abiding mind, we can achieve samadhi, we can achieve peaceful states, we can achieve the sense of calm. But if we want to realize wisdom, this is what the Chan teachings are focusing on, the Platform Sutra is focusing on, wisdom and samadhi being simultaneous, then even this abiding we have to let go of. Only if we have this non-abiding will we realize wisdom, realize this liberation.
借由这个方法专一一直深入下去呢，修行者可以达到这个深的禅定，就是所谓的这个定的境界。可是当在那个情况的时候呢，连这个方法这个定的这个境界也要空掉，这个时候呢智慧才显现。那我们禅所要修的其实不是深定的经验，而是修的是要能够体验我们本身的智慧。所以说在坛经里面讲的所谓的无住，就是说不住在任何现象，连你这个深入定的这个一这个观这个方法也都要丢掉，就是因为因无所住，你的智慧心才会显现。
Because this samadhi is something very temporary.How long can we experience the bliss of sitting meditation? Eventually, we have to get up from the cushion, go to work, handle all sorts of affairs. You can't fix your mind on your breath while you're interacting with people or taking care of your daily work affairs. You could try to go to work and just sit there and do your work at the same time, and your boss will probably be very afraid that you're not doing anything besides following your breath.It's impossible to abide on one object and be functioning and active in daily life. So eventually, we have to be able to let go of even this abiding mind to be able to function in a way that is with wisdom.
事实上，这个定的境界是非常暂时的，而且呢，对我们一般人这个日常生活来讲呢，你没有办法用这个定的功夫在修定的时候呢，同时又需要做功课，又要做要去上班，要跟人应对，这是不可能的事情。所以说这个如果你真的要功能要显现的话呢，你这个定你不能住在这个定上。
And to make this no abiding more complete, we need that second part of the phrase, without abiding give rise to mindThis is a line from the Diamond Sutra, which actually when Master Huineng heard that, he had a deep experience and realized what this wisdom is.
所以说只是住的话是不完整的， 所以必须要有下面的一句，因我所住，这个还是不完整的，而生其心，这个心生，生其心生起来，这才是完整的。那这一句话，因我所住而生其心，这个金刚经里面的这一句话，六祖慧能就是听了这一句话而大彻大悟。
And so what is this, what kind of mind should we give rise to? Actually, this giving rise to mind refers to compassion and wisdom in handling our daily affairs. So in one respect, this mind of wisdom is able to see everything very clearly because we're not influenced by the situation and, you know, generating all these vexations and irritations based on the situation. But at the same time, our mind still works. It still functions. We can still speak. We can still think and make plans. But our speaking, our thinking, and our interactions aren't based on our self-centered motives in trying to seek for something or in trying to get away from situations which we find unpleasant. So this giving rise to mind is giving rise to the response of wisdom, the response which is compassion.
那这个生其心，这个心到底是什么样的心呢？心就是慈悲心、智慧心。慈悲心、智慧心，让我们能够对于这个日常生活我们接触的人事物啊，知道该怎么处理就怎么处理，而不对这个现象而产生烦恼或些污染的这些心的现象。所以说，当你在慈悲心和智慧心同时用的时候呢，你的心，你是很清楚知道的，你这个心是非常清楚知道的。你同样的在说话，同样的在做事情，同样的在计划未来，或者是做一切该做的事情啊。可是呢，你在做的当时呢，你没有一个自我中心放在里面。也就是说，你所做的呢是该怎么做就怎么做，而不是因为是你要做的，或是你心里中想要达到自己为自己而做的这个心理心态，这种态度没有了，就是所谓的智慧心和慈悲心的显现，也就是《金刚经》所说的“应无所住，生其心”的这个心。
And to illustrate this a bit more, you know, when we take care of our daily affairs, how is our mind abiding? Well, usually our mind is abiding or attaching to a kind of result. We're always focused on the result. Like, for example, today, I got to give a good Dharma talk. You know, if it's not good, I'll be very upset. And maybe if I have that kind of attitude, I'll be focused on, you know, how it's going to turn out, what it's going to be like, and focusing on that result. In that way, that's an abiding mind. And we also call this 得失心, which is a mentality of gain and loss.
那这个所谓的住，我们用日常生活来讲是怎么来看呢？我们这个有住的心就是正好相反，就是相反的这个对《金刚经》讲的这个无住哈，我们是有住的哈。就是说啊，今天比如说今天我要来这个开示，那我们对这个做事这个结果都是很在意的啊。那我今天一定要讲得非常的好。那怎么样讲得非常好？那么就是说，像多少人来参加了，大家的反应是怎么样呢？那我就心里就会有一种上上下下心理，我要怎么样那个达到这样子一个效果，这样子很好。那这样子呢，就是完全是住的心了，就不是无住了，对不对？因为我这个就有这种很大的一种得失心哈，一定要做讲得好这种心，这就是很明显的例子，就是住而不是无住。
But how could I?In this situation, giving a Dharma talk, how could I use a non-abiding mind? Does that mean I just come up here and, you know, no thought, no form, no abiding, and just, like before, say nothing and finish the Dharma talk? Should I do that?
那如何用无住的这个心呢，来讲，来开示今天的这个演讲呢？那我这样，那我就无念咯，无相咯， 那个无助了，那我就坐在这边咯，就什么都不想咯，那一句话也不说咯，那这样是对的吗？
Actually, this attitude of non-abiding, you could say it's a mind of giving. The mind of abiding is wanting, focusing on goals, where the non-abiding mind is giving, just focusing on doing it, focusing on the process. So with an attitude of non-abiding, giving a Dharma talk, well, I'm just doing my best to give, to share, you know.Whatever I know about no form, etc., just share. And just do my best. My mind is still functioning. I'm talking, thinking, moving. But that vexation that comes from worrying about the result is gone. And this is a non-abiding approach to, for example, giving a Dharma talk.
那怎么样用无助这个态度来做今天的演讲呢？那就是说，无助事实上是一种奉献分享，而有助呢，其实是一种，就是一种拿，就是接受索取，正好相反。那我就是因为。我就有一种用一种无助的观念来态度来做今天的演讲，那我就是说啊、哦、我反正就是奉献分享，那我知道多少我就分享给大家，那这样子的话呢，我就不会升起一种烦恼心啊、因为我没有什么所谓的得失心存在，所以我这个烦恼的心也就不存在，我尽我自己的力量哦、做好今天的准备，然后呢跟大家分享我对这个三个观念的一种认知还有体验。这样子的话就是所谓的用无助的这种态度来做今天的演讲。
So actually in any situation that we face, in all of your situation that you face, the difficulties in your daily lives, you can use this approach. We still have to take care of our affairs, but instead of emphasizing the goal, emphasizing the result,Just emphasize the process in trying to give of what we have in taking care of the situation. And this is a kind of compassion. And this is also wisdom.
所以呢，其实这样子的一个态度观念可以用在我们任何日常生活上的一些现象哈，就是说强调的是不要这么重视结果啊，而是要把注意力放在过程上面，然后呢然后就是用一种奉献，一种分享的这种心态来处理任何的事，任何人物，这样子的话就是在用慈悲心来对应对任何日常生活的周遭一切事情。
So in the Diamond Sutra they call that 无助布施 right? The Diamond Sutra is called giving without abiding.
这就是所谓《金刚经》上面讲的不住布施，就是你布施呢，可是没有一种住的这个心，没有这个想要求什么结果的这个心。
And 师父 used a very everyday term to describe this kind of mentality, and the Chinese is 你要用心，但是呢，怎么样？不用担心。In English, this is you need to apply yourself, apply your mind, but don't worry your mind. 。I guess you don't need to translate, huh? So to summarize all of this analysis into the origins of this no thought, no form, no abiding.The basic principle is just this, that we don't need to be worried, we don't need to be vexed, but we just apply ourselves.
最后的总结，这三个无呢，都可以用在我们日常生活，就是用这三个无念、无助、无相、无助的这个原则，能够对我们周遭一切任何事情，就是说 处理事情就处理事情，不要对这个结果这么重视，然后用奉献、用慈悲心来处理任何周遭事物。
So should we recite together to finish? Recite that phrase.
我们现在再把这一句话念一下。
要用心。
要用心。
但是不要担心。
但是不要担心。
So apply your mind.
Apply your mind.
But don't worry your mind.
Don't worry your mind.
Yeah. Feel better? Mm-hmm.